was so crazy as you look?
I told you, I'm a man of my word. Where's the Italian?
Wait. You're good man. What do you do with all your money?
You see, I'm a guy of simple taste. I enjoy dynamite and gunpowder and gasoline.
What's it?
And you know the thing that they have in common? They're cheap.
Said you were a man of your word.
Oh, I am. I'm only burning my half. All you care about is money. This town deserves a better class of criminal. And I'm gonna give it to them. Tell your men they work for me now. This is my city.
You won't work for a freak.
Why don't we cut you up into little pieces and feed you to your pooches? Hmm? And then we'll see how loyal a hungry dog really is. It's not about money. It's about sending a message. Everything burns.
What is going on, man? It's your boy Crimson. I love this scene. I think it speaks to my soul now more than ever. I remember when I first saw this fucking movie. It fucked with my head. Like the first time I saw it, I was like in disbelief that somebody would want chaos 24/7, just destroying a city for the sake of what? For what outcome? It's not until I got older. Now I see, you know, our culture just evaporating into thin fucking air day by day, week by week, month by month. This place is completely unrecognizable. But then I realized something. I realized something that a lot of us, are losing sight. You see, we haven't lost it. The American culture, the culture that I grew up with, it's not gone. It's in every fucking heart of every American that has ever lived it. It's in your heart. It's in my heart. It's in Hammerhand's heart. It's in Undead's heart. It's in Pop's heart. It's in Blake's heart. Every man that makes content, every man that is MGTOW, it's in your heart. And here's the thing. We didn't elect this shit. The other people did. And it's already falling apart. Or you can take it the other direction and say, no, it's getting stronger. It's becoming more prolific. Good. That's what I say. Good. You know the one thing that I loved about Constantine? Constantine the Great. Was that he unified Rome through Christianity. Try to bring back Rome's glory. But by that point, it had already been too far gone. He was just a little too late. But you know what I love about the internet? Is that it's forever. Every TikTok, every little Vine, every little short clip, every little YouTube short. It's a library. It's a time capsule. When all this crumbles, when all this fails, You and I are going to be rebuilding this place back to its original. Or back to its original specs. We're going to be the ones to rebuild it back to the way that it was. And it didn't require much. Just love. Attention. Trust. Faith in God. And every time we hear a complaint from the other side, every time we hear nagging, every time we hear bitching and moaning, every time we hear them complain, we get to pull up a library of shit that they've said in the past. A library of fucking stupid beliefs. A library of dumb rhetoric. A library of fucking false wisdom. And we get to say, no. What you're gonna do is shut the fuck up. Because we told you so. All those TikToks and all those vines. All those videos of them bragging about destroying a man. About destroying the home. No one's getting married. No one's procreating. No one's doing anything. And we get to say, we fucking told you so. Do you think that these women are going to want to shack up with a fucking illegal immigrant who can't get his shit together? Who already came over here with a wife and kids? If the fucking kids even made it. They hadn't been sex trafficked. The man from El Salvador who's a pimp. Or the woman from Nicaragua who was raped over and over again. Think she's gonna find a lesbian relationship with that trust issue bag of fucking worms? You think for one, you know what's funny? I drive around town and I see these guys with these beautiful women waiting at the bus stop together. I see this average looking dude with this gorgeous fucking fat ass big leg girl, and he's driving a fucking Corolla 92. Somehow they're making it together. See these old couples, and you know what? There are times when I ask the husband, like, how did you do it? And he's like, you just work hard and you just trust your wife. Because they have a common struggle. They're doing it together. Her dream isn't to fucking get up and leave because the kids are gonna lose their father. That's the way they see it. Do you think that that woman's gonna leave her husband to break up her family? Her kids would think ill of her. Trust me. My ex, when she left her husband, they were grateful. When she found me, they were eternally grateful because I was teaching them shit that they'd never learned before. Simple manners. Simple courtesy. Martial arts. Simple logic. Trust. Honesty. And when that was taken away in replace of like a guy who was just entertaining, they hated him because he had nothing to offer. He taught them nothing other than to just sit there and hide. They hated him. I'm telling you. Doesn't matter what. Those kids are not going to look at their mother in the same light ever again. The thing is that, as I said before, we as men need to put our broken hearts to the side and start building now, before it gets far too late. It's already too late to turn back, but it's not too late to build our own shit. And I'm not saying to start building a career for yourself so you can create a nest egg. All those guys that are leaving MGTOW, or excuse me, leaving the country, those are the weaker ones. Those are the ones that are chasing pussy. We get to be the fucking heroes to be remembered, to build. Build a strong community and then building a strong foundation and eventually a strong empire. We get to do that. We get to leave our legacy behind with something that our future generations can enjoy. Instead of hiding away, letting the pain consume us. And then let them burn their culture to the fucking ground. Since they love burning each other. Did you guys see that video from the coffee pod? Or what was it? Replicant Fish? It was a video of a guy arguing with a girl that he hooked up with. She got pregnant. She was video recording him and trying to make him TikTok famous because he didn't want to fucking have a kid with her. He was just using her. I'm telling you, man, it's starting to backfire. They're starting to feel that sting. And for every woman that sits there and says, "Where are all the good men at?" Take your time. Not yet. In just a few more years, we get to rub their own fucking faces with their own TikTok videos and say that is what happened to them. And just show them libraries, hours of content, decades worth of fucking content of these women just shitting on men, being ungrateful pieces of shit. Just give it time. Give it time. Trust me. You'll be thankful. Guard your heart.